I have a very special sissy cuckold, and I'm sure you all know Princess, because I've mentioned her in this blog many, many times. Well, Princess is not just a cuckold, and not just a chastity pet, and not just a sissy. Princess is all those things, and now locked and limp for life. And of course, I could not be more thrilled and proud of her progress, and how she embraces every new thing. It has been years now since I banned Princess from fucking. Hell, back then, Princess had what most would say is an average penis. Oh, but average is not good enough. So I banned Princess from pussy, and she has totally embraced it. And then a few years ago, Princess and I started exploring chastity, and discovered a very hot button for Princess, shrinking and becoming even smaller and less of a man. This is why she is now named Princess. And the smaller that clit got, the deeper her desire to wear feminine things. I couldn't be happier with this, because she is much better suited as a sissy than a man. And, well, the clit between her legs would say the same thing to anyone who saw it. Now Princess and I are enjoying the fact that she is always limp. No getting engorged or an erection. Not even a tiny, pathetic erection is allowed. Instead, I am keeping her limp for life, locked in chastity. I could not be more thrilled about this. In fact, when having to change chastity devices, we inflict a bit of CBT to ensure Princess remains limp, not feeling the pleasure of becoming stiff. Oh, and limp is the only way she should be. Because why the fuck would an erection do anyone any good? I mean, erections are used to fuck or to jerk off. And, well, Princess gets to do neither of those things. No woman on earth will look at that limp clit and say, I want it. So, yeah, it will stay limp for life. This is Empress Constance from IntelligentFemdom.com, and if you want to explore feminization, chastity, or shrinking your dick, you can reach me at 1-800-601-7259.